I'm David Miller with WBTS-FM, and we are talking with Dr. John Culp with the Quillen College of Medicine on the campus of East Tennessee State University. Students at the College of Medicine, many of them, will be involved with the Health Wagon services in Southwest Virginia. That's coming up on March the 13th and 14th in Wise, Virginia, and also over in Clintwood, Virginia. Dr. Culp, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You and I were talking before we went on air that the College of Medicine has been working with the Health Wagon in Southwest Virginia, which I might add is a facility that goes out into different parts of Southwest Virginia to provide free health services. But you and I were talking that the students with Quillen College of Medicine have been going to help with this Health Wagon since 1988.
That's right, spring of 1988.
Tell me about what type of experiences the students will receive by working with this particular project.
Well, primarily what they'll be doing is histories and physicals with patients that come in, and of course, checking out with the supervising physicians. And it's good experience for them clinically, and it's great to be able to get out in a different setting and you know, meet new people and help out with folks who may not have access to regular health care. However, a lot of the people who do come to the health fairs do have regular doctors and such, but they come to take advantage of the free health screenings and tests that we offer.
Here we are in 2025. These facilities are still providing free health care. How far behind are we?
Well, it's sad that there's a need for services like this, actually. But it certainly helps when people have coverage through Medicaid and that sort of thing. But there's still more need for it than you'd think.
Well, so many people keep coming to these events, like with the Health Wagon and with RAM and other organizations that provide this type of service. As a physician, what do you see as the most important part of having these students out there? There has to be a passion to do this type of work.
Absolutely. You know, I think I'm like most physicians, that the thing that makes me feel best when I go home at the end of the day is knowing that I've really done something to help someone. And they certainly get to experience that. What we're principally focusing on in these health fairs is trying to do screening and pick up on problems that someone may have that they don't know about. You know, we find a lot of people who have high blood pressure, diabetes, chronic lung disease, things like that, that haven't been diagnosed. And before you can help them with it, you have to know what they've got. A really important thing is to make sure that they do have a primary care provider. So if we do find somebody who doesn't have that, we try to get them hooked up to someone who can see them regularly and help to take care of them.
How many students will be involved in this particular project?
I believe I counted 9 on the picture that I have, but we'll also have me and another attending physician or two, and we've got several of our residents that are coming along to help, so we've got a pretty good team.
Once again, if people need more information about this event or info about the Health Wagon there in Southwest Virginia, they indeed have a website, and folks can just see what they have to offer on a regular basis.
That's right. And very often when people live in the area, the Health Wagon clinics are an excellent resource for them.
Dr. Culp, I appreciate your time. I know you're a busy man, but I wish you the best of luck, and the students as well, as they team up with the Health Wagon March 13th and March 14th, the 13th in Wise, Virginia, and the 14th in Clintwood, Virginia. Sir, have a great day today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. You too.
Once again, our guest today, Dr. John Culp with the East Tennessee State University Quillen College of Medicine.